And start. It's a podcast.
Is it?
Is it a podcast? Oh, I thought it was a cast pod.
Actually, it's a Twitch stream.
It's neither of those things. We're now live on YouTube. Oh no.
Holy shit. Even better, we're on kick.com. It's Edge no. time.
It's Fansly, but audio only.
I mean, that's more, that's better than kick.com.
Oh my.
Oh, no, I'm not safe.
I'm not going to do that on the pod.
I don't feel safe.
I've already been told to behave several times when I even bother to do the mommy voice.
Well, that's because you've got people here who just don't like that sort of thing. You've got me here now, so you've got an excuse to do it.
No. You've got me here now. It's fine.
It's fine. We outweigh Ryan's Ryan's wants.
Excuse me. Frosty has tried, and Hope has tried. It has not worked so far.
Listen, as a cis white man, Ryan's votes count for triple hours, I'm afraid.
It's just the way of the world.
Cis white guys rule the world, so they get priority on their wants. Anyway.
Yes, hello and welcome to the SGA Oversight site. My name is Sparkle, my pronouns are it and she, and I am the host of your podcast today.
Her pronouns are I am and I am not. Hi, I'm Blaze Solaris. My pronouns are she and it, and I am your guest slash repeated co-host at this point. I don't know what my title is.
Girlfriend.
I'm Frosty when Frosty isn't here.
Ah, you're Frosty at home.
I'm Frosty at home. BRB, renaming my title to Frosty at home.
Please don't. Ryan?
Yes, what's up? I was eating rice. Who are you?
For the bit, I'm Sparkle, but I'm Hope.
Hello, how's it going, everyone? I'm Ryan.
If you haven't guessed by the attempted and failed bit,
I'm ignoring you because of what you said earlier.
Ryan's pronouns are Final Fantasy VII and now.
Oh, they really are. They really are.
Ryan's pronouns are Tifa. Hello.
Man, they made her boobs so big in that fucking scene. Anyway, have you seen that?
No, and you're going to need to link it to me afterwards so I can see it.
So, for reference, in one scene that was shown in some trailer or something, she's wearing a bikini, and good God, she's wearing a sports bra the rest of the time otherwise, because there is no way the breasts are not that big when she's wearing her regular outfit. She must be wearing like a tight bra. There is no fucking way.
She needs to run around, and the last thing she needs is us bouncing up and knocking
her
out.
I think that is literally it in canon, as far as I'm aware. She just wears a really good, very well-made sports bra.
Well-supportive bra, and we all know the importance of a well-supportive and well-fitted bra, even if they cost too much.
And if you don't have a good bra, a good set of hands will do the job.
You're volunteering to be those hands, I'm aware.
Oh yes, of course I am.
Anyway, it's alternate universe time again. It's season 1, episode 19 again.
We didn't do it right the first time, so we're going to have a second shot. Oh, by the way, it didn't go as well this time either.
I mean, it goes better this time than last time. Last time that parallel universe ends up overrun and everyone's dead.
Well, if it wasn't for MacGuffin, this one has also ended up in that sense.
Yeah. Like, this episode, that the original episode ends with fucking, like, Carter has committed harakiri with a grenade, Jack has been killed by Tilk, and then Tilk gets killed when Cheyenne Mountain blows up on him.
Fair.
And Daniel,
I don't think I ever saw that episode, so...
Daniel randomly died in a terror bombing invasion that XCOM couldn't stop in Egypt.
Well, I'm going to have to go back and watch that one.
Yeah, it's called There But For the Grace of God, I believe. But yeah, welcome back. And we start with the fucking Quantum Mirror is back. It's in Area 51 or somewhere with a lot of tripwires. And we see Samantha Carter with long hair leading around a penguin. So our boy Kowalski is back again.
Gotta love those fucking, like, 90s extensions, by the way.
God, yeah. I wondered what was up with the hair, and I was like, is that a wig? What's going on?
It's Carter if she was a scientist. Or a receptionist.
She'd have the nails for being a receptionist.
No, true. She is missing the nails.
I think it's her extensions over a wig, because I think it's her extensions.
I'm not in the makeup department. I'm actually really bad at my makeup, so don't
why
ask
do,
me.
Why am I the one saying... And never mind, moving on.
Ryan, is there something you'd like to tell us?
Right,
well, I can just understand basic hair, yeah, sure.
Yeah, understandable. Yes, no, I didn't know how to care for my hair until I transitioned, because I didn't think about it.
I've always been caring for my hair since I was like 10.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't need to know a gender ago, because I didn't have hair long enough to look after it.
It's very nice and floofy, huh?
Mm.
That makes you fucking...
No, don't start. Please.
No, I won't time start, because then we'll time have to cut the entire podcast. Anyway. So yeah, Carter leads the penguin out, and as is the right way to treat a member of the Penguins of Madagascar, a bunch of people are now pointing guns at them because they trigger a laser tripwire. And yeah, the SGA, welcome to Area 51. It's alternate reality. I hate the fact that we know that there's just nothing really that cool Area 51.
I'm going to say Area 51 is just like an aircraft hangar in the middle of a salt flat.
Yep, near a lake.
Near a lake. It's not even a lake, it's a dried lake.
Yes. Do not Naruto run at Area 51, you will be shot.
You will be shot. They do have enough bullets to take you all out, despite what they tell you.
They are the military. They have an unlimited bullet budget. It's kind of part of the deal of being the American military.
I mean, you say that, but apparently everyone's running out of shells to send to Ukraine, so we don't quite have an unlimited bullet budget.
I mean, the American military do.
Oh, yeah, good point. They're just not sharing
they
the good
don't
shit.
Have it to, yeah, they just don't have it to give.
Listen, right, we have enough stuff on here to destroy Russia five times over. Will we share it? No, we need to use the tank to crush protesters. What are they protesting? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Fucking protesters.
Actually, have you seen the news, Ryan? I don't know if you have.
I've seen some news.
About protesting.
No, not particularly.
Rishi Sunak is claiming that that protesters are like a mob of mafiosos and are like threatening and intimidating politicians, and that we need to stop protesters.
They've been claiming that since the fucking 50s, 60s. Like, god damn it.
Yeah, they're still going for it, and it seems to be annoyingly getting traction this time because, wow, these people are being mean to me because I am dodging Democratic, I'm dodging the actually being elected to my position, and these people are really mad at me and they can't make their voices heard any other way short of actual violence.
So, and if they actually start to perpetrate violence, which is nothing compared to the amount of murder my like basically administration and everything I've ever done has caused, I will call them bad people and say that they need to be like arrested. Yeah, exactly.
Fuck the Conservative Party.
I fucking love how, like, every one of their laws has basically killed more people than anyone else, like, you know, than, like, any one person could do. Yet if someone decided to go and say, I don't know, do something to someone in power, it would be, like, the worst crime ever.
Yeah, I don't have a beeper here, so I'll have to edit out and post. Cuss away if you want. I mean, that's what the halberd is for.
All right, if we're going to cut this out in post...
I'll just put a beep over
there. The fact that if you, like, one...
Yeah.
Amazing how it's so one-sided.
Listen, I just wish these people have a nice time, you know? I wish they'd be on the receiving end of a present on International Friends Day. I'm thinking a Mercedes Sprinter.
I'm hoping they just go on a really long vacation that they never return from because they're having too much of a good time and away from the rest of us.
I wish they could go and meet their friend Epstein.
Yep. Listen, right? We're just going to celebrate International Friends Day. I'm going to load my payload for International Friends Day into this handy-dandy missile I've got. Don't ask where I got it. And I'm going to send it to you for International Friends Day, okay? I bought it off a Russian guy down the pub.
Let me get my hell bomb. Let me get my hell bomb ready.
Yeah. Yeah, happy Friends Day. Have a hell bomb.
It's okay. I'm going to grab it and we'll slam dunk it right in front of my friends. And make all the happy confetti come out.
It's just like, you're literally murdering people every day, but you're like, you're doing it in the indirect way, so it's fine.
You directly aren't pulling the trigger, so you're not at fault.
No.
No, I wrote the torture machine, I designed the torture machine, but someone else pressed the button.
But someone else built it and pressed the button, so therefore I am completely innocent.
Yeah, listen, I designed the Torment Nexus, but I paid someone to build the Torment Nexus, and I paid someone else to turn the Torment Nexus on.
Fucking hell, at least Oppenheimer had the ego to fucking claim he did it. Jesus. Like, have some ego. The very least.
Speaking of Oppenheimer, nuclear scientist J. Robert Oppenheimer made the world's first apology video.
Oh god, he did.
I saw that as a show thought. I was like, that needs sharing now.
News just in, James Summerton's latest apology video was found to have copied Oppenheimer's video, including the part where he apologizes for Hiroshima.
He literally says, I have become God Destroyer of Worlds or whatever in his fucking apology video. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, right after he blames his frequent plagiarism on a head injury he got as a child.
It's literally just copying fucking Goku's storyline from Dragon Ball.
No, yeah, the head injury thing is real, I'm afraid.
It's okay, Goku copied Superman. But anyway.
The head injury claim is real.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
No, it's just like, I do plagiarism because I got a head injury as a child. It's one of the worst excuses I've ever seen.
I got a head injury. I don't remember these ideas, so anything
I can mean, I'm talking about the episode. I gotta go to bed at some point.
Yeah, that's
cool. All right, let's carry on, yes.
Yeah. So, Jack is called to base because there is an emergency. And the emergency is, Jack, this is alternate Captain Carter. She's not Captain Carter. She's, in fact, your wife, Mrs. Carter, Mrs. Jack O'Neill, the scientist.
She's a version of Captain Carter that would bang you.
Yes.
Go hang out with her in a dark room.
Also, in this corner, this penguin. Don't worry, we got your friend Kowalski back again. He's done some analysis, and he said this is pretty bad.
And everyone's telling him he's dead, but he's not. He's here.
Kowalski, analysis. I'm not dead. Very good.
What?
Oh, that's why you call him a penguin.
Yes!
Yes!
The penguins of Madagascar!
It didn't click until you said that.
Kowalski analysis. Yes. Like, he's literally on the cover art as fucking Kowalski if you go back to that episode. It's fine. It's all fine.
I will have to look back at that episode now and clarify whether that's true or not.
I vaguely remember changing it. I don't know if... I'm pretty sure it's got updated. Yes, he's right there as the fucking penguin. Anyway,
carrying on.
Yeah. So, no one has actually bothered to tell Jack what's going on or about the quantum mirror, which... At least they're here to tell us how it works. Because everyone else has just left the quantum mirror just sitting in the storehouse and they've left it on.
Oh yeah, it's been there. What? Yeah, it's just there. What do you mean it's just there?
You mean we can go to any alternate universe with it? Yes. What are we going to do with it? Nothing.
I mean, technically that is the correct call because you have no idea where you're going to go and you have no idea how dangerous it will be.
Yeah, but... I kind of want to, like, you know what, I'm going to go off on this because I saw it. Like, later on, we see them, like, dial an alternate universe where they're, like, where we see a Captain Carter. Surely at that point, that's the sort of thing when you should throw something through, like, hello, we are an alternate universe. In our world, the Gould came from this. Would you like to pool resources? Have you got anything cool?
Yeah, that is one thing I was, like, wondering if they were going to do.
No, Hammond destroys the mirror at the end of the episode.
Like, but they say he destroys it, but you don't actually know if he did or not.
He does. It's we get another alternate universe episode in several seasons' time, and it's like, how the fuck did this happen? Hammond destroyed the quantum mirror.
Okay, so it is cool.
No, Hammond turned the mirror into a table to eat brisket on.
Yes. He looked at like the side of the mirror and thought it was like a salt rock, so he's just like cooking his brisket in the oven on top of it, just like dialed like some alternate universe where the sun's gone supernova for the perfect heat for the brisket.
God, gotta get that brisket to the perfect consistency.
I could see a comedy show having that thing happen, like a parody where it's like, what did you use the alternate reality for? The perfect temperature to slow cook my meat. What?
Actually, no, let's go back. All right, let's go back to to when we had GB on. What if they just accidentally connect to a black hole and the quantum mirror is just floating around outside the black hole?
And that's why you shouldn't be using it.
Yeah, basically. We've already had one near-Earth extinction event. We don't need a second.
Yeah, but if the mirror is floating around near a black hole, I don't think anyone's going to be stupid enough to jump through.
No, but the connection's still semi-open. Whenever you contact that universe.
I guess. I don't understand.
It doesn't have like a blast shield, basically. If it's on and you're seeing, it's like your TV, right? It's on and you're seeing through it, but there's no actual screen.
Okay.
It's the best way to describe it.
That explains why Kowalski, when the grenade goes off at the start of the episode, still shields.
Yeah.
Because there is still technically a threat there. No, that makes more sense.
Yeah. So yeah, turns out that Kowalski, in Kowalski's universe, they just lost big. And man, you know, this whole situation is so weird. It's like looking in a mirror darkly, if you will.
Oh God, really?
There we are. There. Yes. But yeah. Also, Tilk shows up and I have to ask, did anyone explain parallel universes to Tilk? Because he looks so perplexed at this point.
Tilk has put one word on his mind at all times, and that is boy. Why does he need to worry about alternate selves?
But what if there is more than one, boy? Nah, it's
the multi-boy, the strongest thing. The strongest organism in the universe.
Oh, the multi-boy. Is that what happens when you get a really high score in pinball?
Ugh.
Sorry.
Right. Carrying on with the episode, people do need to sleep.
Yes, yes. So Kowalski shows up and is like, hi, I'm here to join the briefing. And immediately is like, right, I'm going to fucking kill Tilk. I'm going to fucking kill this man. And
wait, what?
Both the Carters also get in a slap fight over physics. Yeah, we're off to a great start, you know. Our alliance with this other universe, I'm sure it's going to go great. I already can't stand this. But, like, I need to split hairs about this. So I'm sorry, I have to go off on a tangent again. And I feel like it's an important part of the episode. So, alternate Carter's like, listen, we dialed a bunch of alternate realities with the mirror, and in most of them, the Gould have overrun us. Like, surely, if there's an infinite number of parallel universes, surely you should get an equal distribution of everything else, essentially. Yeah, the event's more likely, but again, flip of the coin, universes where it doesn't happen exist, and universes where the Gould just don't flat out exist sort of thing, like...
There would be an even more even distribution, yes, but this is also covered similarly in Endgame, by the way, where of all the realities and possibilities that could happen, there is only one outcome where Thanos doesn't win.
True.
So...
I guess the other point is they do say that the mirror tends to show realities closer to your own, And then it shows Dr. Jackson at beach in Colorado later.
Yeah. So,
anyway,
there's no real way of saying whether it'll be an even distribution or not. But this is a talk for another time.
Yeah.
This is one of those episodes, I'm just going to say this right now, where it should be more interesting than it is.
Yeah. It should be more interesting than it is, but we spend half the episode sitting around doing nothing on Earth Prime, and then we have 20 minutes to solve the B-plot on Earth 2. Like, I don't want to say nice things about CW's The Flash, but like, they took their time with Flashpoint. How long was their Flashpoint episode? Like, 3 or 4 parts. Maybe a bit too long, but this is the sort of thing that should be like a 2-parter, maybe. Like, the act of liberating a planet is long, hard, even with the help of the Asgard. It's still going to take time. But, nope. One and done.
They just needed to get a phone call out. That's all they needed, and suddenly everything was hunky-dory.
I mean, that is what the Asgard do.
Yeah, but in reality, it should have literally been one episode would have been going through the context of what happens on Earth 1, and then the second episode would have been the conflict on Earth 2. But, again, 40 minutes, you can't do much.
Yeah. Also, the show calls itself out because Jack's like, haha, evil twins. The 90s, when if you point the trope out and then it doesn't happen, it's smart writing. Which, to be fair, is kind of just, it's one of those like anti-tropes that's cannibalizing itself, where you call, if you call it out and then it happens and it doesn't, like, it's,
yeah,
it's eating itself alive. You can't win. So anyway, debriefing is over. It's time for Jack to spend some time with alternate Carter in a dark room, because,
okay, this is what I'm alluding to. It's like Jack, who knows that this Carter has, you know, massive trauma over the death of her like loved one,
brackets himself,
walks into a dark room where she's staying and just kind of starts getting a bit weird.
Doing what Jack does best. Standing in the darkness, just looming.
It's not ideal, and I mean, let's be real. Alternate Carter is confused by the whole "I'm a lesbian in this universe," but also the
whole.
Sorry, I had to. Sorry, the running joke. But the whole, oh, my husband Jack O'Neill is dead, but you're here, and you look like my husband Jack O'Neill because you are Jack O'Neill.
But you're not my Jack O'Neill. You don't quite taste the same.
That's how I would tell the difference between you and your double. That's not how it goes here. Anyway, alternate Carter does not take this very well because her face starts phasing off itself.
Yeah, you know, just in a not too bad special effect, you know?
It's an alternate reality. John Travolta's trying to steal her face.
Also, this would have made face off so much better if this is how it fucking went. Just like,
ah, yes, cross-dimensional removal of the face.
That's right, you see. There's two me's because I took your face from your alternate dimension double. I can imagine Nick Cage saying that with the straightest face. I love it. But yeah, this is blah, 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 blah. Entropic cascade failure, because you have two Carters in one universe, and that is apparently bad.
You've got too much of one person in there, and the original is, well, the non-original. I don't know what I'm saying. Carry on. My brain just stopped.
Listen, what I'm saying is this is the perfect chance to determine if this is incest or self-cest. Sorry, incest or masturbation, fuck.
Is that not what self-cest basically is?
Yeah.
Masturbation with extra steps?
Yes.
Masturbation but more fun.
Yeah. Anyway, because he is dead, Kowalski is fine. He's looking forward to hanging out with Skipper in private. in the other one.
So. I do love how Kowalski could just stay in this universe perfectly fine. It's like, it'd be so funny if he's like, "Well, Carter, sorry," and then just
that sucks to be you. I'm joining this military.
Just goes to the beach, quits the military.
Goodbye, boys. I'm off to Antarctica.
I'm off to Madagascar. No.
Oh, the penguins in this universe are in the Arctic. Fuck. So, we have to come up with a cunning plan. And that cunning plan is, hey, why don't we just call the Asgard for help?
Why don't we use the MacGuffin that worked on our realm?
Honestly, you don't call the Asgard for help because the Asgard are the most unreliable fucks in the world.
That is true, yes. I mean, you will find out why by the end of the season, the Asgard...
Oh, and there's definitely a reason why, but like it's that thing of, I won't tell you. Just tell me why.
No, that spoils the fun.
It's fine. Wait till the end of the season. Can you tell us now?
No, we need to have a cliffhanger.
It's not a cliffhanger. But, anyway.
Do we ever get to see the Asgard, or are they just this entity
that we get to see them.
Exists beyond the veil? Okay.
Yeah, they're not, like, hidden by a veil. They are literally Roswell Greys.
I was just expecting Chris Hemsworth to show up with his hammer.
No, hold on. You've missed the episode, so I'll just get you a picture.
Okay. They are literally the grey aliens.
Yes.
Good to know.
Yes, they are. Beep, 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 beep. There. It's in your DMs. Okay.
Oh, goodness me. Yes, they are Oswald Greys.
Yeah.
It looks like a scrotum with eyes. It looks like the guy that's sort of been woken up in bed going, "Ugh!"
They do always look so tired.
I'm not sorry for what I just said.
It's fine. Also, Kowalski is here trying to engage in the military's finest tradition of fucking your best friend's wife. It's like, you know, she's my best friend's wife. I got her back. She's got my back. She's got a fine back.
I just like looking at it. It's fine.
Yeah. You're just looking at the back.
Nothing weird about it.
No. Also, Based Hammond is back because he's decided that they can indeed bring democracy from Super Earth to regular Earth.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like, you will bring democracy. And then when you're done, we're breaking the mirror. We do not need to spread any more democracy. It's too much of a...
To that particular part of the world.
We gotta focus on spreading democracy to space.
Ugh, space democracy has been burps.
That's stupid. But it's all that travel between the gates. It just gets you all gassy.
Hmm. So, it does turn out, though, two Carters are better than one because... Well, they set to fixing the thing and the science...
I mean, two Carters are better than one for multiple reasons, but two...
Ayo.
We need to open the gate to Asgard, but it's only been able to be opened once because we don't have the power for it. That's okay. Let's bring in the reactor that I learned from last episode.
No. That's only going to be mentioned as the explanation for how we fix this. And then it gets weird for a minute.
A minute.
Well, it gets weirder because Kowalski is teaching Jack. Daniel. Daniel Jackson. How to dial the quantum mirror, and it's like, listen, you gotta dial it like a woman, you know, not too much, not too little. It's just like disarming a bomb or opening.
I do love how Daniel just looks at him and goes, "What the fuck are you on about?"
Yeah, you've gone too far that way. No, she's not into that. The other way. that looks like my place.
Twist the nipple to the left, not to the right.
I'm sorry, I had to do that fucking callback to Lupin as well. Treat her safe like a woman. Yeah. And yes.
That kind of phrasing is not just a Lupin and this thing. Like, that was weirdly prevalent in a lot of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like, and it wasn't even meant to be like weird. It was like, no, you gotta treat it like a woman. It's like, what does that mean? Gently and softly. It's like, some women aren't into that.
Hello, yes, I'm still covered in bruises from the last time I fucked.
Well, I mean, you should be better at it by now. But like,
the bruises are quite deliberate, I assure you.
No, you need to get better at it.
Clearly a skill issue. You say?
Sorry?
Skill issue. You got bruised.
I'm behaving myself. I've slapped myself on the wrist. There you go.
See ya.
Now you enjoy that. Stop it.
Anyway, carrying on.
Anyway, so as Daniel is being taught how to treat the mirror like a woman, the cast are like, "Hey, we fixed it. We're awesome.
We did it."
Yep. Yeah, it's just fixed now. So we have 20 minutes to save alternate Earth and finish the episode.
Ignore this mishmash of duct tape and wires. It will work, I assure you.
Yeah, which means we need to say goodbye to Major Carter. She's off to see Janet Frazier for a good time. And also because we can't have two Carters in one universe and things go bad.
One, because it causes a temporal thing. Two, because of the budget.
We don't have time to keep swapping them back and forth.
We don't have time to keep doing the fucking like picture-in-picture or whatever shit they're doing.
Yeah.
And what? But why Christopher Judge? Why can he be there? Because he's wearing the same outfit. Is the only difference between him and his alternate version is the goat is slightly longer.
Okay, can I just say, the fucking like felt fuzzy goatee is so good.
On first viewing, it looked fine, and I looked at it and went, no, that's just stuck.
See,
on.
I need, like, the more... My copy of Stargate is ancient. It's, like, tiny. It's, like, the original broadcast resolution I have.
Yep, 360p.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 360, 480, yeah. So I do miss some details, but I also see just how bad the lighting is. Because, good God, the lighting is so shit consistently for the first few seasons. But I bitched about that enough. Anyway, so they come across and the SGA has seen better days. And we see why you should pay union members to do your work. Because shorts everywhere. Structures everywhere. You know, you've got to, like, pay the people to get the build quality, you know?
I wanted to say something there, but my brain's just like, no, gap, carry on.
It's fine. So yeah, they begin the valorous mission, and they sneak around the base, and they find that, oh, here's where all the Jaffa have gone. They're hanging out around the gate because who should arrive but fucking Space Jeffrey Epstein himself with a terrible set of facial hair. And also Teal'c with a fucking fuzzy felt patch stuck onto his face. Because clearly, this is the world where everyone has bad facial hair. Ryan, you got any tips?
This is the world where no one has facial hair, so they have to glue on the random animal hair.
get lucky if you're like...
Just get good. Just learn to grow better facial hair. That's basically
can't grow facial hair. That's a skill issue, I'm afraid.
It sucks to be you. You failed at the facial hair lottery. Anyway, moving on.
So yeah, they through clever use of a cardboard box and an inflatable person, they trick Alt Teal'c into a closet. And listen, we have to admire original Teal'c's commitment to democracy, because he's like, my friend, me, you have one chance to surrender. If you don't, I will fucking kill you. And if and he does.
And Tilt just kills him. No second thought about it.
I will.
I mean, he knows this Tilk.
Yeah. He knows himself, and it's like, oh, I'm going to give you one chance, and you will try and kill me, so I'm going to kill you first.
So I give you the chance. I know you're not going to take it.
Also, Tilk doesn't quite understand multiverse theory, because it's like, no, O'Neill, I know I was supposed to zat him, but our universe is the only important one, not his one. Fuck that guy.
No, he gets it. He just doesn't care.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. I'm probably being too cruel. We also learn a very important thing. We learn what Kree means. Apart from being the name of a native people of the Americas, it means everything. Hey, Ryan, Kree.
Kree is a universal word similar to the word fuck.
Yeah.
So, Tilk, what did you mean when you said you were going to Kree her so hard?
Oh.
Reaching. I'm reaching very hard with that one.
You are.
Yeah.
You are, yeah. You're reaching and getting nowhere with it, hon.
Damn, no hope of a reach around. Anyway, speaking of reach arounds, Daniel is locked in a closet and told to fix the mirror. And oh, hey, we have another survivor because we're not going to see our Hammond again. So here's alternate universe Hammond, who is busy being personally tortured by Apophis. He's not having a good time, is our boy.
He's been tortured to come on demand.
Yeah, they're giving him electroshock therapy, so he comes on demand. Some of the Jafar are just like burning his brisket in front of him. It's like, no, you're overcooking it. No, stop, please.
This brisket's never going to be good enough to take out Kennedy.
he took out Kennedy a long time ago. Hey, maybe this is the universe where fucking Hammond missed his shot on Kennedy and accidentally killed Donald Trump's dad or something.
Yeah, no, he's planning for Kennedy later.
Ah, Kennedy Jr. Jr.
Yes.
It's hard to joke about this episode because this episode is just this. Very few things happen and then the episode wraps up.
Yeah, there's not many very key points to really
riff off.
Point out and riff on, yeah. Also, I noticed that about this episode.
Also, Ryan's exhausted, so that doesn't help.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan's dead. Well,
if listeners don't know, I've been dealing with like having basically constant vertigo symptoms for like 3 weeks now. It's kind of fucking with me a bit. Tends to get worse in the evenings as well, which is when we're recording. Anyway.
Okay. So, everyone is... So Tilk shows up and is like, yo, dog, I got you another prisoner. But it's okay, because I'm awesome. Let me deal with the prisoners. And Apophis just leaves. Everyone else just leaves. It's like, oh yeah, right. They trust him implicitly because he has the fuzzy felt. So this is clearly Tilk.
This is our Tilk, and clearly not an alternate Tilk that's killed him and taken his place. No.
I mean, that would actually be fucking nuts. So, like...
Yeah.
They have literally absolutely no reason to believe that.
Yeah. They free Hammond, and we get a wonderful use of reused footage as a attack vores the mountain. Yay. Yes. Daniel's fucking with the mirror, and he somehow manages to find a world where Colorado is a beach.
Yeah, he finds the beach that Kowalski runs off to later on.
Fuck rebuilding this world, I'm going to the beach! But yeah,
While he's doing that, meanwhile, Jack and Kowalski have taken the MacGuffin, sorry, the generator, and are now attaching it to the mains power grid.
Yes.
With crocodile clips and jump cables.
And that's all you need to make alien technology work is jumper cables.
Jumper cables?
Listen, they're fucking magical. They'll save you from an Argentinian mob.
Yeah, they will.
Or an American mob. They'll save you from a mob.
I will say, I do like the fact that he applies jumper cables to the bits that look the most techie.
Hey,
as opposed to any connectors.
It didn't have an instruction manual. Like, you gotta remember, Jack was high on ancient knowledge when he made this. Like, he was busy, like, inventing this, rediscovering Soggy Biscuit, you know, all the normal shit.
Oh, God.
See, all
imagine,
I have
to, like, going to a new world and just basically the only thing you do is populate it with, like, fucking, like, bad internet, like, stuff like that.
Yes. No, this is the Swedish man that's Italian. This is a Soggy Biscuit. This is Jeffrey Epstein's private island where we buried a bunch of bodies.
This is the Pain Olympics.
Yeah. This is the Steroid Olympics.
This is the glass jar or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yep. This is the...
Wow, this is like... Do not Google these. Listeners, don't Google these.
We are scraping the bottom of the barrel with these ones, aren't we?
If you don't know what these are, don't Google them. Just don't. It's not worth it. It really isn't.
This is the place where we lock a fucking pansexual and an asexual in a room and force them to coexist.
Like this was not fucking like most of his stuff was never sought out. It was forced on you by people you knew.
Yep. Yeah. This is the world of live leak beheadings. Yep.
Oh God.
We are in a dark place, and we really do encourage you not to actually look any of this up.
No, we're just...
For your sake and your sanity.
Yeah, we're just shit-talking about bad internet jokes.
It's just like, for like that weird period in the 2000s, like everyone made it their mission to show you this shit.
Yeah, watched... Look, it's Two Girls, One Cup. Look at this shit, literally.
How much longer are we going for?
Not long. We're wrapping it up.
Okay, cool.
We can wrap this up quick. But yeah, blah 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 blah. They dial the gate. Carter goes through, but Apophis comes in and sees that Tilk is betraying his orders and being weird.
And being weird.
Tilk, my first prime. I must execute you for being too weird. You have been smoking that Zaza too much these days.
Yeah.
Tilk, you're tilted. Why?
I got killed at Tamalo Town or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Tilted Towers? That's
yeah,
name.
Tilted Towers in Tamalo Town, yeah. So yeah, turns out they haven't just caught Tilk being funny. They've caught Daniel. And the other Tilk, I guess they heard him like changing channels on the mirror because that makes a noise. And
yeah, it makes like quite a loud noise actually. It's kind
it does
weird.
Actually make quite
know,
a loud crack.
I don't know why it makes a loud noise.
I think the bigger question is what the fuck is the power source unless it's just quantum and it's just quantum entanglement.
It's quantum.
It's quantum entanglement. Yeah.
They have a very small mirror inside the mirror that dial the fucking like other reality to get like a quantum I don't know, just fucking
I guess we'll never get a quantum of matter. We'll never get a quantum of solace about this power source.
And that's the end of the episode.
But yeah, it's basically the end of the episode. Apophis tortures Hammond, kills Hammond while Jack is smug and Daniel tells the truth and Apophis is like, I don't believe you.
And tortures Daniel in the process.
Yeah. He's about to kill Daniel and then, oh hey, what's that on radar? It's the Asgard! Woo! All the Gould vanish, Hammond is back to life. Everything's fine.
Asgard space magic fixes Hammond up to perfect health.
Yes. everything's fine. That's it. That's the end of the episode.
Yep. Asgard show up and then everyone flees and suddenly everything that was wronged is suddenly right and they don't explain why because Asgards are apparently all-powerful, all-seeing creatures.
The Asgard have a matter transporter that can target all Gould and just teleport them away. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And they could beat a ghoul ship in a fight, like 100-1.
Okay. Is that actual facts?
The Asgard are miles ahead of the Gould.
Okay, so the Gould running is a good plan on their part.
Yeah, no, you do not want to be teleported by the Asgard. You will not have a good time. But yeah, the Asgard Carter is back, and that's the end of the episode. There's nothing else. Nothing else happens.
No, literally nothing. I'm just looking back at the episode, and that's it. They go back through the portal, and then the episode ends.
Yeah, definitely nothing else happens. Okay, there is one last stupid scene. In front of the turned-on mirror, and in full view of regular Carter, old Carter just grabs and smooches Jack. And he smooches back! Yay.
In front of lesbian Carter.
Yes.
That really solidifies that she's really not into Jack anymore.
Hey, would you like to know something great?
Mm?
The will they won't they will continue.
Oh god. How long? The rest of the show.
Yes.
For how long? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
no, see, our Carter is jealous, not because alternate Carter is kissing Jack, but because Jack is kissing alternate Carter.
She wants to kiss alternate Carter, exactly.
She wants to kiss herself, yes.
Ryan, do you really want the answer to that question?
No, I can guess, but don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's... what does this episode have to say about the US military?
Our universe is the best one.
Yeah.
Our universe is the only one that's consequence-free and should live on in happiness and harmony, while everyone else should suffer for it.
Honestly, fuck it. As long as we're happy.
Shout out to Super Earth. It's the only Earth that matters.
It's the only Earth that matters, because we can do democracy on everybody else.
Yeah, with that, Fry, we're just making the cheapest Helldivers jokes we can make right now. It's a nothing burger of an episode. So nothing.
What to report on? Nothing. It feels like filler.
It is filler. And it's... Season 3 has so much filler and nothing burgers. Like, this, it is... I did a quick math check. On average, this is the episode with... This is the season with the most misses and meh. Meh episodes. Like... So season 3 is going to be a slog, but like when we're through it, we're on the up and up. The finale's great though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it is, because I'm gonna actually have to watch that one myself. I think
there are two Stargate episodes that are tied for best episode of all time. One of them is halfway through season 4. The other one is the season 7 finale. So, we're getting there. I have nothing else to say about this episode, because it's filler. It's really boring, and it's poorly paced, which... Yeah.
I'll readily admit there was a very little I wrote notes on for this one.
Yeah.
Because it was just... What do I point out? There's not much. There was no key points that caught my interest that I could really riff on, because it was just so generic.
Yeah. I think we're done.
I think that's it, yeah.
Ryan?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're done. Okay.
We're done.
We're done. I've been Sparkle. You can find me at twitch.tv/HopeFreyOral or on Twitter as HFreyOral and on YouTube as HopeFreyOral.
I've been Blaze. You can find me at twitch.tv/BlazeSolaris and twitter.com/AdiraSol.
I've been Ryan. You can find me at Vertigo and in your phones.
And in an alternate dimension at the Colorado Beach.
Yep. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.